This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Pulse, bringing you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Tonight is a bit different. Well, obviously, we're playing all Raya songs.
Yep.
But the one you just heard...
Still something fresh.
Still fresh as Kugiran Masdo, Hari Ini Kan Hari Raya by Masdo. I really love that one.
Yeah. All right. We've come on to a quickfire rapid news segment that we like to call...
By the way. By the way. Remember the Clubhouse app?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it surged in popularity, right, not too long ago. But if you're hearing it for the first time, it's an invite-only app that was initially only available on iOS. Now it's available on Android.
Yep.
And it's where users can host audio-only virtual chat rooms for live discussions, networking, and such. I've even heard one of those clubhouses that just plays music. There's no talk at all, right?
Yeah, I think MC Hammer had like, you know, almost daily sessions, just playing music, and then people were just reacting to it. But... for me, it was something that was popular very fast, but also it died down really quickly, didn't it?
I think there were open mic sessions as well. Mm-hmm. Anything that was possible to be done on Clubhouse was already done.
Yep.
You can think of it like a public Discord or a public Zoom session that's only audio. And if you've been using this app for a while now, you would know that the big tech boys had loved to copy anything that's hot, right? So Facebook and Twitter have both released their take on Clubhouse with functions that look exactly the same.
Yeah.
Well, Clubhouse ain't sitting still and have announced the Creator First Accelerator program. This was announced back in March, and now they've selected 50 finalists. They'll be kicking off the program with 50 audio shows on the platform.
Oh, wow.
So the participants in this program will get $5,000 each a month for 3 months to produce the series and receive support like equipment as well as creative support involving ideation, concept, and they'll even help you match up with the right guests. I guess they are really pushing for more content on the Clubhouse app. Some of the first few new shows would be Beats, Rhymes and Strings. This is by Butterscotch. It's a weekly performance series for music lovers. There's also Inside K-pop by Danny Chung, a hip-hop show called Deep Flow and more.
Right.
Yeah, this definitely sounds exciting for Clubhouse, but only time will tell whether they can retain their user base with competitors like Facebook, Twitter, really catching up on them.
Yeah, I mean, voice was always the primary thing, but it made me wonder about the mechanics of playing music on Clubhouse, right? What do they do? Do they put their phone next to the speaker or something like that?
So the music won't be high quality.
Yeah, right? Sometimes you can hear the kettle on or, you know, the fridge opening in the background, but, you know, baby steps, I guess. Also, our second story, by the way, like him or not, Drake is the name you can't escape. Since his debut in 2010, Thank Me Later, he has shattered numerous chart records. He's due to receive the Artist of the Decade Award at the 2021 Billboard Music Awards. He had 9 number one albums on the Billboard 200, 33 top 10 songs in the Billboard Hot 100, 18 number one hit songs on the R&B hip-hop charts, and 69 top 10s on the R&B and hip-hop charts as well. These numbers are all higher than any artist earned during the decade. So just to look at, look at the top 5 of this year's nominations, top 1 being Drake, Taylor Swift follows in second, Bruno Mars, Rihanna, and Adele. All these names, I guess, often comes as no surprise. They've been dominating the music world for a while now.
Yeah, but what is most surprising for me is Rihanna's in the top 5, but she hasn't dropped anything new for a long time.
Last was maybe 2016 or something like that.
That shows her staying power.
Yeah, but then again, one thing to note, this is based on the Billboard charts only. So I guess they make the calculations there. But also another thing, Drake was really impressive when he started in 2010 to 2019. And in 2010, obviously, people were still massively buying physical copies. Spotify wasn't even a thing back then. And now to 2020, he has seamlessly transitioned from the pre-streaming era to becoming the biggest streaming act in the US. That just goes to show you how much he's willing to adapt and also, you know, put himself out there online, even though back then it was totally a new thing.
Mm-mm. Yeah, like you said, like him or not, you can't escape Drake. And I think that's the best way to put it, because like his music or not, you can't escape him. And there are times where he put out like a record with like, I don't know, 50 songs or whatever, and you think, okay, man's gonna take a break now, but he doesn't take a break.
Keeps churning it out, right?
He's very hardworking. You gotta give it to him.
Yeah, so he definitely deserves the Artist of the Decade award from Billboard. This is the third time the company is actually doing this, with the first two winners being Mariah Carey in the 90s and Eminem in the 2000s. So if you want to check out the 2021 Billboard Music Awards, which is hosted, weirdly enough, by Nick Jonas, it'll be airing live on Sunday, May the 23rd.
Let's just hope they keep him far away from any guitars. No guitar solos that. For Nick Jonas this time. Okay, by the way, Björn Ulvaeus, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name right, but he is the Swedish singer-songwriter, producer, and member of the Swedish musical group ABBA. Mm-hmm. And they've just confirmed that new music from good old ABBA is coming soon. He went on record to say, it's not a case anymore of it might happen, but it will happen, and it'll be dropping this year. This will, of course, be the first bit of new music from the group since their last full-length album, The Visitors, which dropped way back in 1981.
Crazy.
Yeah, he also said, and I quote, "We are really, really good friends. The four of us stand in the studio for the first time in 40 years. And there's just something in knowing what we've been through. It's hard to describe, but there are such strong bonds between us." Man, 40 years, that's longer than I've been alive.
Me too.
And if you're a hardcore ABBA fan, you would have known that this bit of news has been in circulation for a bit. Back in 2017, the band actually made headlines by announcing that ABBA will reunite in digital form in 2019 in the form of avatars, or what they call it, avatars.
Right.
And that reunion, of course, got delayed, and delayed even further because of COVID. And now, instead of just two new tracks that they've promised before, there's apparently five new tracks in the works as a reward to fans for waiting, according to the band. Something to definitely look forward to.
Definitely. Also, speaking about new music, the late DMX is set to release his posthumous album Exodus, which will be released via Def Jam Records. This is the first DMX album since 2012's Undisputed, and marks his eighth overall. In the weeks and days after he succumbed to a heart attack at the age of 50, that was probably a month ago. There were rumors and chatter now about that being about him being in studio making new music prior to his death, and also a new posthumous studio album. No details were provided. However, just a couple of days back, longtime friend and producer Swiss Beats has confirmed that Exodus, an album of all new original material, will arrive on May the 28th. And Exodus is a name that shares the name with DMX's son, Exodus Simmons. DMX, of course, a veteran and a legendary rapper, one of the more endearing artists of the 90s and the early 2000s, remains the only artist in history to enter both the Billboard 200 and top R&B and hip-hop charts with number one debuts of Neil for the first five consecutive career albums. That's crazy.
Something about that growl. Rest in peace, DMX. I'm really hoping that they don't mess up his album, because he's not here to give the final quality check, right?
For sure. But you know, with someone like Swiss Beats on your production chair, he's in safe hands. Let's just say that. Right, continuing on our Raya train, the next song is from Couple of Neil.
Yeah, it's Siap Siap Nat Raya. Honestly, I'm a fan of Couple, but I didn't know they put out this tune. Somehow it missed me, so I'm very happy to play this song tonight. It's Siap Siap Nat Raya by Couple on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.